KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining me here in the studios, we've got an author, and a Michigan author at that, Landon Beach, joining us. Good morning, Landon.
Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be back up north. Thank you for having me on today.
Great to be back up north. Where's home base for you, Landon?
We're down in Florida right now.
Oh,
my
okay.
wife and two young daughters live down in Florida, where I'm currently a high school English teacher. But I was born and raised in Michigan, about an hour away from where we're at right now. And it's great to be back up here. Taos has always been really special to me. My grandparents are from here. Also, my mom and dad went to high school at Taos. And
oh,
so
really?
This has been a home away from home for many years. But it's been a few years since we've been back up here. So just enjoying our time. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, glad to have you on. Well, of course, we're going to talk about the book.
Sure.
Your first novel called The Wreck. But before we do that, again, a little background. You mentioned Michigander, but you also got a naval background.
Yeah, I was a naval officer for 6 years and then served my commitment and then decided that I liked education. I come from a family of educators, and so I decided to go in and get my certification and become a high school English teacher, and I've done that for the past 13 years.
All right, so teaching is the first profession, so writing novels now, is that going to be like the hobby for you?
Right. And it may just lead to a few extra cups of coffee throughout the year to help me stay awake. But yeah, with two little ones, I write in the mornings very early before everybody gets up. And then I do more writing after everyone's gone to bed. So it's I'm taking it seriously as a profession, but I squeeze it in when I can. But I'm really happy to see The Wreck finally get published and put out there. And so it's been a lifelong dream and one I hope to continue. So, right. It would be great if I could work this into a profession,
yeah.
But I could also be happy teaching the rest of my life because I think that's important work and love what I do every day and the kids that I teach in the classroom.
That's excellent. Well, let's talk about The Wreck.
Sure.
You mentioned first novel. Tell us a little bit about the plot. We don't want to give away the story here, but just tell us a little bit about what people will read when they pick up the book.
Sure. So, one, The Wreck does not attempt to change the world. This is a light, summer, easy beach read.
Yeah,
hopefully
it is.
Provides
yeah.
some escapism and entertainment to break away from the daily grind. So that's the aim of the book. There's no agendas here. I don't take it seriously, but it's a lot of fun. It starts with two high school teachers, Nate and Brooke Martin. And I really like using your everyday kind of person and have put them in extraordinary circumstances and see how they react. I think that can be a really compelling plot that a lot of people can identify with. And so
now they're not to interrupt you, based
sure.
in Michigan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're from the mythical town of Hampstead, Michigan,
right,
which I made up, but it shares certain elements, obviously, with Taos and with other towns that you'll find, blue collar towns,
sure.
Where everyone earns their keep, that I really respect a lot. And also has a great tourism industry in the summers and in the fall as well. Maybe not so much in the winter when you're shoveling roofs. But so it's set there just along the Sunrise side. So no particular place, really.
Yeah.
I want everyone to kind of use their own imagination and set it where they'd like to be. But it is on Lake Huron. And so anyways, Nate and Brooke show up and they arrive at their summer cottage. And at the summer cottage, Nate's father has just passed away. And he's passed away a few months ago. And they're arriving there just to kind of rekindle their relationship. It's had a lot of strain because of Nate's father passing. And so they get up there, and in the morning, Nate goes ahead and takes a walk on the beach on their property, and he steps on a coin. And he doesn't know where it comes from, and some of the history aspects of the book, gold, treasure,
sure,
you're
yeah.
really not going to find that in the Great Lakes, although you might. We've had a lot of ships that pass by, and a lot of shipwrecks as well, but you've got lumber, trading with beaver pelts throughout the years, but as far as we know, no gold has ever been there. But I thought in creating it, what if there was?
Right.
And so a lot of the research led to how do we find a plausible way to get gold on the Great Lakes that would be believable and yet fun. And so the genesis of the story is right there. And some background on the town, Hampstead, which was once just locally owned cottages, pretty quaint and quiet, has recently been dominated by beach mansions. And so the wealthy are kind of moving in, and they're taking over the beach landscape, and Nate and Brooke are some of the last cottage owners holding on right to the pass. And so word starts to get out about the coin, and there are others that are immediately interested in, because it would be a lot of notoriety and fame of discovering gold for the first time on the Great Lakes. And so that creates some really good opportunities for conflict and tension. And then we move into another one of the main characters, Abner Hutch, who's a retired Coast Guard warrant officer, who has a, you know, complicated past. He's got an estranged relationship with his daughter, and his wife has passed away. He's kind of an unofficial Great Lakes historian, and kind of living a hermit-like existence out on this point. And so Nate finds out that he might be able to help him trace maybe some of the origins of the coin. It might be only one coin. It might have dropped out of someone's pocket.
Right, yeah.
And so he enlists his help, and that's where the adventure really kicks in.
All right.
And you start to get multiple threads working together to end toward the end of the novel. And I think I'll leave it there in terms of the plot.
That's a great spot to stop. Now, Nate and Brooke and Abner, are they, you know, just like Hampstead, are they based on anybody you know? Do you kind of work that way?
Yeah, I think that every character that I create in my writing is probably a conglomeration of many people that I've met. No one in particular, but it would be hard to sit here and say that certain people didn't influence certain aspects, because I think that's the job of the author, is to observe life and observe people and then go and see what is common to all of our humanity and put in some different characteristics that makes them complex and interesting. And so there are certain aspects where I thought it might be like someone, but in terms of a cookie cutter, was this this person with the different name? No, but I think that's how I go about it when I build the character and do the research and hours of just writing down background material that'll never make it into the book, but it helps give me a feel for that character. I remember someone I was studying said they make a wallet for each of their characters or a person. They put everything in there that they thought that character would have, and that helps them get around and think who that person is. So it's a lot of work, but that's how I look at the characters.
How long did it take you to put this novel together?
Well, I've been seriously writing since 2003,
okay,
I would say. So 15 years of work. I've written a couple novels. This is the first one that I'm moving forward to publish. You learn a lot by writing a lot of bad stuff first and a lot of bad novels. And I've written a couple screenplays, and I'm working on another screenplay, looking for representation. I'd love to see those get made into a film on the big screen. But The Wreck took many years of research, because I want it to be authentic, too. Not to everyone just from Michigan, but everyone who's never been to the Great Lakes. I want them to be able to look at that and get a feel for what we're about up here. Because I would argue, Kevin, that if you blindfolded someone and you put them on the shore here, on the beach, and took the blindfold off and looked out at one of the Great Lakes, you would think you're on the ocean. If you didn't go in and taste the lack of salt or know that there's nothing big enough to eat you
exactly,
in the actual ocean. And a lot of friends that I've talked to throughout the years say, oh, Great Lakes or inland lakes, and you can't get an idea of the scope. And then some of them have come up here to visit and said, this is a hidden gem. I cannot believe that anyone is not writing about what could happen up here. There's so much opportunity in history for adventures and fun. And I love reading books about tropical locales, the Keys, the Caribbean, off of Florida. But that market is so saturated that I could have written about those and would have liked to. But this is kind of an untapped resource. So I'm going to try to carve out a little bit of a niche up here. And that's part of the plan for it. So I think the research, by the time we looked at The Wreck, I had an editor who was a published author and who was an editor in New York. And so she went through the manuscript with me two different times. I've probably rewritten it five or six times and just to get it right. And then I had a copy editor from a university press who went over it another time. So what I can guarantee about the book in terms of quality is that you're really getting a good product. You and I could write a book overnight and put it on Amazon for free, and there are over a million titles now. And so that's really the difficulty. One, it's wonderful that authors whose voices we would have never have heard in the old self-publishing days are able to get out there and share their work, and there are a ton of great ones out there. So downside is that because everyone can do it, it's really hard to break out. And so I can guarantee, I think, the quality of it and what I've heard so far from March until now when the book came out is that people really enjoy it. They like it. The reviews have been really good. It's always up to the own reader whether you like the plot and characters and identify them. But I think something that separates The Wreck is that it has gone through a lot of the traditional means of refining and making sure it's a good product, with it still being published by myself.
Sure. Landon Beach, the novel's called The Wreck. Where is it available? I know it's available at your website, right?
Sure. You can go to my website at landonbeachbooks.com, but it's also available on Amazon.
Okay.
And you can get your digital copy, and also you can get the paperback, and it's available for Prime shipping. You could have it in 2 days. And so you can get it there. And also locally, I'm going to be doing a book signing at the Book Nook here in town, a store that I went to many times growing up. Really love the Book Nook. And we're going to do a signing on the 5th, the day after the 4th of July parade, from 12 until 4. And so it's available there. It's available now if you want to get it as well. But we brought copies, and we're going to do a book signing there. But on Amazon, you could have it in 30 seconds on your phone or on your tablet or on a Kindle if you have it. You can read it on anything, or if you want a physical copy. And I have a Kindle, and I've read books on there, but I still like having the good feel of a paperback book, and it's a quality paperback. And so if you're like me, a little bit old school, you can get that in your hands. You can order it from there. Or you can also get it at locally at the Book Nook until for the next couple of days.
Very good. Now, before I let you go, what's next for you? I mean, I know The Wreck is just out, and you're kind of riding high on that, but do you have plans for another novel?
Absolutely. And so what I'm setting out to do is to do a novel for each of the Great Lakes. And so The Wreck centers on Lake Huron. I just finished the first draft of the next novel, which is going to be called The Sail, and that's going to take place up north on Lake Superior.
Okay.
And so I'm letting that sit for a while before I start revising it. And then the next novel will be, which I'm starting now, is centered on Lake Ontario. And then we'll go Erie, and then we'll finish it off on Lake Michigan. So it's going to be a 5-book series, one for each Great Lake. And so I think I'm really excited about it, bringing some awareness, and also that when you put them all together, they'll share similar DNA. It won't be a series where you see recurring characters over and over again, but they might appear in different books. But I want to have strong characters for each book that kind of stand on their own, but you'll hear about some others, so they'll be loosely tied together. So I just want to be clear about that.
Very good. Landon Beach, pick it up. It's called The Wreck, a great story in a great Michigan setting. And Landon's been a pleasure having you in here, and we'll look forward to talking to you when the next novel comes out.
All right, well, thank you for having me, Kevin. It's great to be back up here. Appreciate it.